Good afternoon. High pressure is keeping it dry for the first half of the day today, but we're tracking a front in our direction from the north and west. Increased humidity with temperatures pushing through the middle and upper 80s and toward the 90-degree mark will lead to towering cumulus clouds and eventually a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Not everyone will have thunderstorms, but a couple of them could be on the stronger side with gusty wind and heavy downpours. As we get into the night tonight, and that front continues to track through the region, the showers and thunderstorms will come to an end, and we'll have gradually clearing skies overnight, with temperatures dropping back into the lower 60s. This will set us up for a beautiful middle of the week on Wednesday, back to full sunshine with a new high pressure center in control. The humidity levels will be down, and highs will be in the lower 80s. The humidity will remain low, with a mix of sun and clouds, and lower to mid-80s on Thursday. As that high pressure center pushes off the east coast, we'll have sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Friday. The humidity will come back up as temperatures climb into the middle and upper 80s. This will set the stage for another chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms to open up the weekend on Saturday as the next front approaches with highs in the mid 80s. Behind this front, it looks like even warmer air will build in with dry weather and sunshine Sunday and Monday, upper 80s to around 90. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from central Montana into western North Dakota. Strong heating will occur ahead of a cold front from northwest Wyoming into central Montana, while cooling aloft takes place. This will also lead to scattered thunderstorms developing during the afternoon along the front, with a likelihood of large hail and damaging winds. The activity is likely to press east into the Dakotas into the evening. Meanwhile, monsoonal moisture and diurnally driven showers and thunderstorms will continue impacting portions of the Southwest, Great Basin, and Southern Rockies with heavy rain and flash flooding a possibility. In the Deep South, scattered showers and storms will continue across Florida, the Gulf Coast states, and parts of the lower Mississippi Valley. And Chris continues to spin virtually in the same place off the Carolina coast this morning. The latest computer models continue to strengthen the system while keeping it offshore. Chris is expected to pick up speed and head to the northeast and away from the U.S. mainland through the middle of the week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston sunny, lower 90s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today 82 degrees, the average low 61. The record high 100 set in 1936 and the record low 47 set in 1963 and in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m., sunset this evening 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Becoming clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with a few late day showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Becoming clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with a few late-day showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. becoming clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny with lower humidity, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s Thursday. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Friday, mid to upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible Saturday, mid-80s. Mostly sunny, upper 80s on Sunday. And more humidity and a mix of sun and clouds with highs near 90 on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.